You know, it is really amazing that they keep going to the same well, trying to suggest that it's Russia's fault that we have an energy crisis in Europe. They were warned about it. Remember the Germans sitting there laughing at former President Donald Trump as he addressed the United Nations and warned Germany about being too reliant on Russian energy sources, specifically natural gas, and they sit there and snickered and so forth. They're not laughing today, are they? Belgium clamoring to put a cap on gas prices, otherwise the entire country would be deindustrialized. China won't be. China doesn't have to reduce any kind of emissions until, what, 2060 or something like that? Yeah. They're still treated as a third world nation, right? And so you see that this administration of Joe Biden is completely unprepared for the moment. Unprepared for the moment completely, as far as I can tell. Akash Choghali is the Vice President of Americans for Prosperity joining me now. Akash, good to have you.
Thanks for having me back on this morning.
And then to add complications and really ratchet this up, we take the terrible energy policies that began on day one with this administration, and then OPEC comes out and says, you know, we're not going to cut a million barrels a day. We're going to cut 2 million barrels a day, maybe more. And it is the biggest FU from OPEC to Joe Biden I've ever seen. I mean, let's be honest. What Joe Biden and his socialist friends are suggesting is a destruction of Saudi Arabia and its economy. They don't want oil and gas. Remember, they want to destroy these people. So they're like, okay, you want to play that game? Let's see how this works for you in the elections. I mean, that's kind of what I take away from it. It's a declaration of war from OPEC on Democrats, it seems to me. What do you make of it?
Well, I wouldn't even go that far, Steve. It's frankly, they know that they have leverage because of bad energy policy, and they're using it. We know that these states are bad actors. We know that they're volatile. But none of this, it should come as a surprise that they make decisions like this. The sad part is that we have to go hat in hand to these OPEC countries and to Venezuela, Iran, you name it, asking for energy because this administration adamantly refuses. And the length they go to refuse to develop American energy is absolutely, you know, astounding. And it leaves them in this situation where, in their own words, they have to panic when OPEC makes a decision like this. That's a situation that is completely avoidable if we had better energy policy. And I'm talking about things like canceling the Keystone Pipeline, banning new leases for energy exploration on foreign lands, depleting the strategic production reserve, which is meant for wartime global energy crisis, not for political crises like
the Biden administration. Right, it's for a military crisis, a natural disaster, something that's beyond our control. It's not there to help Joe Biden win an election or for members of Congress to win an election. That's not the purpose of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, not at all. And
no,
it's completely
that's
out of control.
You're exactly right, Stephen. And here's the thing, right? People say, oh, well, you know, heading into the midterms, they're just trying to save votes, and that's true. But why does it really matter? Because what can Congress do? Congress can actually do quite a bit in this space, right? Yes, obviously, President Biden is not going to sign good energy policy into law necessarily. I do think after the midterms, if they take a beating, that they may have a little bit of a come to Jesus moment. But who knows? I think what we do know Congress can do if they have majorities willing to do so is conduct oversight, ask questions, expose emails, you know what's going behind these decisions. And even if they don't get past the Senate or get through the president, simply passing legislation through one chamber of Congress, Steve, paints a picture and shows a contrast to the American people of what energy policy that gives you $5 a gallon gasoline looks like and food prices that are up 14% versus energy policy that embraces American innovation, American workers, American productivity. So really just painting that contrast and asking questions through oversight are the most important things I think Congress can do next year to avoid ever being in this situation again where OPEC can embarrass the United States of America.
Yeah. You know, I look at this, and let's be honest. Joe Biden has, you know, come out and insulted Saudi Arabia a couple of times previous to this, right? I mean, this is a moment for Saudi Arabia to flex its muscle, no question, right? And it's time to wake up in America, but I don't see it happening. That's the problem. I don't see it happening. And therein lies the problem.
No. Well, I don't think that's entirely true, Steve. We've done polling on this. Even Democrats, this is the amazing part. Democrats that live outside of San Francisco and the Washington Beltway, they still have to drive their kids to school and buy groceries and go to work. they are open to, they are supportive of American energy exploration. Yes, there are policy disagreements on clean energy tax credits and what have you, but ultimately when it comes down to it, supporting American workers and developing American energy is something that does have bipartisan support. The place where it doesn't have enough support is with the ideologues in the White House making these decisions, and that's the unfortunate part. It's politically a bad decision, and of course, economically, realistically, a horrendous decision for the American people, for our economic and national security, now that, you know, we're having to go hat in hand to Venezuela and OPEC because we won't develop our own energy here underfoot in Pennsylvania, Texas, North Dakota, and so on.
You know, how is it that we sit here with more energy than any piece of real estate in the world? More energy, more natural gas, more coal, more oil, everything. And Donald Trump had us, I never thought I'd see it in the 1970s during the oil embargoes and so forth. I never thought that I'd see a day when America was energy independent. And we had it for just a fleeting moment. And we should be there today. We should not be insulting and attacking and denigrating our oil sector and claiming they're gouging or they're cashing in and they're making windfall profits. Leave them alone. Let them do what they need to do, because if they have all of the advantages, and the advantage they need is the advantage of security. Not, hey, we need a lot of oil and gas right now, but we're going to put you out of business in 10 years. Who the hell would invest in that? Honestly.
This is a really, really important point, Steve, you're making. And your listeners might have heard of these so-called ESG mandates, environmental, social, governance. Corporate America is pushing these. And now the Biden administration has been pushing these through agency after agency, right? So Securities and Exchange Commission is pushing an ESG regulation that will assess climate impact. Why would anyone, to your point, invest in domestic energy production with these kind of mandates and regulations hanging over your head? And ultimately, the people that bear the costs are working families that need to fill up their car and buy groceries. And so that's where really I think the distinction lies. And the saddest part, Steve, and this, I would really underscore this, because Republicans and conservatives, we play defense far too much on this issue. It's not an either or, right? It's not that, oh, if we don't explore this energy, develop this energy, that there's going to be some clean energy alternative. No, the demand just goes to countries that hate us and burn energy dirtier and less efficiently than we do. It goes to Venezuela and it goes to Iran. We'd rather have that demand here in the United States, where we do it better, more efficiently, safer than anyone else in the world.
Yeah. It's so true, and yet, what do we do? What do we do? It's really too bad, isn't it? Isn't it? Anyhow, I'll leave it right there, because the answers are so clear, it's painful, Akash. And yet, I mean, I sit here and talk about this because they're not doing anything. Really appreciate you being here.
Thanks, Steve.
Akash Joglo. Vice President of Americans for Prosperity. Bonner Cohen is going to talk about ESG, what he just mentioned, coming up straight ahead. Don't miss that. Straight ahead right here on the Steve Gruber Show. Headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. Tomorrow sounds like hydrogen being added to natural gas to make it more sustainable. It sounds like solar panels generating thousands of megawatts. and it sounds like carbon being captured and stored, keeping it out of our atmosphere. We've been bridging to a sustainable energy future for more than 20 years. Because what we do today helps ensure tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
Bluebird Foundation Repair and Waterproofing are your seawall repair specialists. Concrete, wood, or metal seawalls, Bluebird CFW has you covered. They have patented types of sealant and materials they use to keep your seawall protected. Plus, they use the latest in advanced pressure release technology that prevents cracks and restores the strength to your seawall. Bluebird has been servicing the state of Michigan for over 20 years. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are the number one seawall repair specialist. Go to BluebirdCFW.com and schedule your free estimate. That's BluebirdCFW.com. CFW.com.